Christmas on Pride Radio. Underneath the tree.
Underneath the Tree by Kelly Clarkson. Good morning and Merry Christmas. It's Joe McElderry.
And Kelly Scott here, and we are celebrating this wonderful day together with you.
A different day to normal, but a wonderful day, and it's great to be here.
Now, I hope you're like us and are already, well, already drinking Prosecco, because we're about to do it now, aren't we, Joe?
Listen, that's the rules on Christmas Day. You can start drinking at any time you want.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone told you, but calories don't count either. I'm hoping, because I've had about 50,000 chocolates already.
Calories don't count, and you can be Christmas Day drunk, which means you can continuously drink and it just has no effect.
Although it's 3 hours, so you might start hearing the effect quite shortly. But we've got loads of great music on the way. Plus, Joe's going to be doing something a little bit fun later. He doesn't really know about it. All I'm going to tell you, Joe, is you're going to be attempting a world record. Are you feeling confident?
I mean, listen, I do love a challenge, and it's all in the love of Christmas. So I'm ready, and I'm waiting to find out what it is with bated breath.
Well, we want to be near your breath when we've done the challenge. But anyway, let's crack on with this. Here's some Ariana Grande and Santa Tell Me on Pride Radio. Merry Christmas! to tell me if you're really there. Don't make me fall in love again if he won't be here next year. Santa, tell me if he really cares. 'Cause I can't give it all away if he won't be here next year. I've been down this road before. Fell in love on Christmas night. But on New Year's Day, I woke up and you wasn't by my side. Now I need someone to hold. Be my fire in the cold. But it's hard to tell if this is just a fling or if it's true love that he thinks of. So next Christmas, I'm not all alone. But Santa, tell me.
Christmas on Pride Radio.
You know, Christmas was made for the children. Destiny's Child. G Christmas. Destiny's Child.
Day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a pair of Chloe shades and a diamond belly ring. On the seventh day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a nice back rub, linen, massage my feet. On the sixth day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a crop jacket with dirty denim jeans. On the fifth day of Christmas, my baby gave to me the point that he wrote for me.
Feeling that it would feel so good,
feel so in love, 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 love. If he only knew what he does to me, my man, my man, my baby.
Oh, it makes me feel so good.
I'm so in la 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 love. How I love him for his generosity. My man, my man, my baby.
Doesn't it feel like Christmas?
It feels
doesn't
like
it
me.
Doesn't it feel like Christmas?
It feels so lovely.
Doesn't it feel like Christmas?
Oh, oh, oh.
Yes, it feels like Christmas. Doesn't it feel like Christmas?
It feels
doesn't
lovely.
Doesn't it feel like Christmas?
Feels so lovely.
Doesn't it feel like Christmas?
The spirit of Christmas.
Yes, it feels like Christmas.
Fourth day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a candlelit dinner just for me and my honey. On the third day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a gift certificate to get my favorite CDs. On the second day of Christmas, my baby gave to me the keys to a CLK Mercedes. On the first day of Christmas, my baby gave to me quality T.I. and me.
Feeling that it feels so good, he makes me feel so in love, 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 love.
If he only knew what he does to me, my man, my baby.
Oh, it's Christmas. 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 Oh, it's Christmas.
Child and 8 days of Christmas on Pride Radio. It's Kelly Scott here.
And Joe McKeldry, good morning.
Merry Christmas. This is nice.
I know. It's like, well, I'm never normally with you on Christmas.
I know.
I mean, I that shouldn't be a surprise, but...
It's nice being with you, although looking at you through Perspex is a little bit strange.
Oh, no.
I can't get too close because it'll get all steamed up. But this is nice to have a few cheeky Proseccos, a few chocolates and all that.
Social distance, we should see.
I know.
In case we get wrong. I don't know what's right and wrong anymore, guys.
Right, your Christmas day then, so you're going to leave here. What's the plan? Who's going to be in your little cheeky bubble today?
Well, it's literally just me, Grandma, Mum... Very small, and Grandma's high risk, so we have to keep her safe.
But normally, I mean, you've got such a huge family. How many, like this time last year, how many were there?
Well, the thing is, I'm normally working as well. I'm not normally at home.
Because you should be in Panto right now.
I'd normally be in Panto, and they would normally come to me, and there's normally, well, anywhere from like 10 to 15 if we're sometimes. And then sometimes if I'm not working, we do a big family holiday. So it's kind of, COVID's ruined all that, so we're just going to... Get drunk, eat loads of food, and I'll probably fall asleep at about 4 o'clock, to be honest.
No, there's something about Christmas Day, though. Everyone has a doze. But how is it that we can drink so much on Christmas Day? I don't understand it. On a night out, few wines, I'm on the floor. Christmas Day, I start drinking the minute I wake up. It's like I have today.
Yeah, and it's like holiday drinking.
Yep.
It's like what I see as well is you never get a hangover on holiday. Well, I don't. Never get a hangover on holiday.
That's because you're never sober. You never let yourself sober up.
And you never feel drunk on Christmas. Well, I don't. Maybe it's because you just fall asleep and then you wake up and you're sober again. I don't know.
I'm just imagining now, I bet there's people listening, shaking their heads, going, we do.
Like, and also, it's less than 5 minutes into the show and we're already talking about alcohol, Kelly.
I know, but that's only because I've already had two Proseccos. But we're going to be fine. Right, let's crack on with the music. Why not go for a bit of a Christmas classic? I'm thinking a bit of George Michael and Last Christmas. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I'm all for Last Christmas, but hang on a minute. I'm doing a show here, and I've done a version of that. So, my version, please.
Well, all right then. Well, you can either sing it live, or should we play the actual pre-recorded one?
Play the song. Get the song. Listen, it's Christmas. I'm not working today.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here's Joe McKeldry and Last Christmas on Pride Radio. Are you happy now?
I'm very happy. Thank you. That's better.
Well, it's been a year, it doesn't surprise me.
Christmas on Pride Radio.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. poison every star. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas once more.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas by Michael Bublé on Pride Radio. And it's not just beginning to look like Christmas. It is! Merry Christmas. You're here with me, Joe.
And me, Kelly. And we're here right the way till 10 o'clock helping you get through your... whatever you're doing, present opening, Prosecco drinking, chocolate munching, whatever you're doing, we're here for you.
What time's dinner? Is it nearly time for the dinner yet? I'm starving.
I know. I just can't... No, but I'm always starving on Christmas Day. True. You know what? I've realised we haven't done yet. We've got a cracker here. Now, we are socially distanced, so this is going to be very difficult.
Yeah, very arm's length.
Because otherwise, I was going to say, I've got us two and we could pull our own cracker, but that just seems really
bad
mean.
Bad luck to do that, isn't
it?
I think so.
Unless you live alone, it's the only thing you could do. So, let's see, right, we're at distance. One, two, three.
Oh, you won, Kelly!
He started pulling before I was even ready. Okay, let's see what the joke is. Now, these are really cheap ones. Let's see whether the joke
is as
cheap
as it. You've got to have your hat
all
on
right,
as well.
Okay. Oh. Oh, he's giving me a charade, but this is no good for you listening, is it? It's supposed to be Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. You wouldn't know how to do that. Okay, I've got a tongue twister to say.
Come on, then.
Okay. Thelma fell on frozen frost, freezing her fiddly thumbs.
Now you've got to say it fast. Three times.
Thelma fell on frozen frost, freezing her fiddly thumbs. Thelma fell on frozen frost, freezing her fiddly thumbs. Why? Thelma fell on freezing frost.
Why do you put it with different voice when you
say... You do it then. You don't think you could do better.
It's like a vocal warm-up. Thelma fell on frozen frost, freezing her fiddly thumbs. Thelma fell on frozen frost, freezing her fiddly thumbs. Fell... ruined it.
He can't do it either. I'm glad I'm not the only one who's a bit rubbish. Okay.
Everybody try that at home when you've had a few drinks.
Give it a go. And I need to get ready to sway from side to side. This always reminds me of New Year's Eve, but this year we're not going to be all holding hands. Oh, here's the Pogues and Fairy Tale of New York on Pride Radio.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, and all said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 10 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
You promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome.
You were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the junk they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, go away, babe. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
I'm
Johnson, Joplin, Aramis, dead on a trip in that boat.
You scumbag, you maggot, cheap, cheap, lousy. Happy Christmas, your arse, I pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing Galway Brave, and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Could have been someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing.
And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Christmas from Pride Radio.
Feeling so alive.
Good morning, it's Kelly and Joe on Pride Breakfast. Merry Christmas.
Christmas. That was Stomp by Steps and very apt because I am now joined by a wonderful friend of mine. Please welcome the incredible Faye Toza.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. How are you?
Good, thank you.
We're nearly at the end of 2020.
I know. Oh, my goodness. What a crazy year. Who would have thought, hey?
Oh, I know. But then the crazy year took a bit of a turn. Thanks to you and the rest of Steps for deciding to release an album and then the tour. It was literally like, yes,
the year has been saved finally.
And it's just been amazing. So thank you so much.
And congratulations on the album, on the success. It's been incredible, hasn't it?
We had the album ready to go in March, and obviously when lockdown happened, we had to hold tight and just keep still. And then luckily, when we had a break and everything went back to normal, kind of, we managed to record a video. So we've been super lucky.
We now have the tour to look forward to, which I feel like is a kind of end of COVID party, right? I feel like you're going to welcome us back to the dance floors with the brand new fantastic song. And I've actually got a pitch for you, right?
He's been talking about this for ages. This isn't just made up for this morning.
Right.
This is a proper thing now, honestly.
So, Come and Dance With Me is my ultimate favourite off the new album. Like,
oh, is
it?
Okay.
And I feel like I want that as a tour opener. And if not, I want a kind of end of COVID parade with Steps at the front singing Come and Dance With Me. I want the steel drums, the confetti cannons, and we can parade from Newcastle to London, tell everyone everything's open, the party's back on.
I love it. I'm in. Are you coming?
I will be. You know me, Fear. I'm obsessed. I'll be front and centre.
You'll be banging the drum at the side of them. It'll be amazing.
That's what I mean.
Are you obviously planning the tour now, obviously? Because I know your tours are monsters of production.
Yeah, and do you know what? Because this is going to be... I think we're all going to need this so much. We're getting really overexcited within the office. There are lots of collages of colours and fabulous things going around for them, costume ideas and themes. It's a really exciting time to be forward-thinking to what we're looking forward to next November and December. I mean, we're going to party hard.
Definitely.
We just can't wait to get out and see you. So apart from obviously the tour and everything, what are you most looking forward to in 2021? Have you got anything random that you're just thinking, do you know what, I cannot wait for that?
Well, having cancelled about 6 home games this year, it might be really nice if we can actually get abroad. That'll be amazing.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
A bit of sunshine.
I don't know.
And a night, and Fear, me and you both love a night out. We're dying for a night out, aren't we?
Oh,
and Kelly loves
definitely.
A night out as well.
Do you know what I've realised? I'm even looking forward to, you know, when you're on a dance floor and someone bangs into you and it spills your drink on yourself and it gets you really angry. I would welcome that now. I want to be that close to someone that I'd spill a drink on myself. And do you know what? I won't complain.
Well,
I'd actually like
it. It's like rain on me. I'm ready.
Oh, and sticky dance floors. Whoever thought would miss sticky dance floors?
Exactly. No more carpet and slippers. Get sticky.
I know, but we're going to find it hard to walk in heels again. That's what I'm realising. I've been wearing just really rubbish clothes. I'm dying to get dressed up and I have to put a full face on and have a proper night out.
Yeah, so when we went back in September and did this video, oh my God, I literally had to train myself to run around in heels again. We haven't been used to it, like flip-flops and slippers. I mean, it's not very glam in this house. I mean, fluffy slippers.
Yeah, and all the choreography. I saw you. I mean, you worked the heels very well on the Royal Variety Show, so I think you've got it back down.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah. But I had to work my way into it, though. That's scary.
Thank you so much for joining us. I know it's Christmas Day and it's the worst time for us to go, come on the show. But what have you got planned for the rest of the day?
I'm going to literally go and binge and face plant in food for the rest of the day. But the morning starts off just us in our household. And then it's, what about you guys? What are you up to?
Well, we're just stuffing our face with chocolate at the minute and drinking Prosecco. But apart from that, I'm going to see my sister who I haven't seen properly for about 7 months. So I am absolutely so excited. And Joe, you've got your family as well, but it's a little small bubble.
I've got my family, but I'm also going into the other room to practice and rehearse the Come and Dance With Me end of COVID party routine.
Send me videos.
I will absolutely come 7 o'clock tonight after 3 bottles of Prosecco. I will have that whole routine down.
I know. I love it. Send it to me.
Oh, well, thank you so much for coming on, but we can't let you go without you telling us what your favourite Christmas song is and we'll play it for you as a little Christmas present.
Okay, how about Santa Claus Come to Town and Bruce Springsteen?
Yes, what a good one.
I love that version.
Yay! the club is going to let it down. Yeah, let's yes. do it.
Love it. Merry Christmas, V. Have a good one.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's all cold down along the beach. The wind's whipping down the boardwalk. Hey, man! You guys know what time of year it is? What time? Oh, Christmas time. You guys all been good and practicing real hard. Yeah. Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring your new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good or what? Oh, that's not many. Not many. You guys in trouble out here. And you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're
Christmas from Pride Radio.
There is boy child, Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Thank you.
That was Mary's Boy Child by Boney M. What a tune.
Oh, absolutely amazing. It reminds me of school. We sung it one year in our nativity, which was a bit of a weird one, a bit of a funky nativity we did at school.
Love that song.
Now, you've got me and Joe with you all the way until 10 o'clock. But from 10, don't go anywhere, because we've got the amazing Scarlett Moffat and Tess Tickle on the show. She's amazing.
I've just got that.
I could tell by your face.
Well, I've just got that now. You've got when they mentioned that earlier, I did.
Maybe you already understood that. I mean, I can't say anything. I'm just going to say the lovely Tess Tickle is on the show with Scarlett Moffat from 10 o'clock.
Right. Oh, dear me. Yeah. Let's move on.
Quick, quickly. Christmas. I'm trying to think of one. One of yours. One of yours.
God. God. White Christmas.
Red Christmas. Joe McKeldry on Pride Radio.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be
Christmas on Pride Radio.
Hey sis, it's Christmas. You can cross me off of your wish list. Call Santa Claus and the missus. We gon' have the best Christmas that ever existed. Hey sis, it's Christmas. Come on over, bitch, you can't miss this. Don't need gifts, I can't, I get a witness. We gon' have the best Christmas that ever existed.
Boom, bright, Christmas, white. Reindeer's pulling that sleigh tonight. Don that apparel so gay. That's right. All of Santa's elves be giving me life. Shoot, score, eggnog, floor. Living room lit like never before. Ding dong, bitch, better get the door. Holiday holes, who could ask for more?
Cup of tea under the tree, tell me what you want. All that you need is a pal and a confidant. Family tree is a mess, but I want his cunt. Push it up straight to the back, sissy to the front. Bang, the bells to the dawn, I'ma strut it out. Grinch, go home if you think I'ma cut it out. Don't forget, pass the hot roasted nuts around. Blow, go there, get ready to shut it down.
Getting fired up, I'm ready for the healing. Sugar plum fairy dancing on the ceiling. Hearing them angels singing, I'm feeling now.
Bass drop, bring it back now.
Getting fired up, I'm ready for the healing. Sugar plum fairy dancing on the ceiling. Hearing them angels singing, I'm feeling now.
Men gonna ping your bong. Mistletoe kiss, kiss can't be wrong. Ride that candy cane good and long. Nuts, crack, stocking, fat. Christmas Carol, she in the back. Look at her working with all of that. Frosty the Snowman, where you at?
Cup of tea under the tree, tell me what you want. All that you need is a pal and a confidant. Family tree is a mess, but I want a cunt. Push it up straight to the back, sissy to the front, bang. The bells to the dawn, I'ma strut it out, Grinch. Go home if you think I'ma cut it out, don't.
Hey sis, it's Christmas. You can cross me off of your wish list. Call Santa Claus and the missus. We gon' have the best Christmas that ever existed. Hey sis, it's Christmas. Come on over, bitch, you can't miss this. Hey sis, it's Christmas, it's Christmas.
RuPaul, Hey Sis, It's Christmas. What a tune.
I have never heard that song before. Where did that come from? It's amazing.
Listen, we're taking the campness and we're bringing it to the masses on this Christmas day.
I only wish we had a live cam in the studio so you could see the moves that Gemma Kelgey was busting during that song.
I was sashaying around the room with tinsel draped all over us.
Now, talking about sashaying, we've got a very special guest on the show, haven't we, Joseph?
We do. We have my wonderful friend who we've spent many a night during lockdown on Zoom drinking and watching online concerts. Please welcome the fantastic Vinegar Strokes.
Woohoo! Hello!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! I don't know how jolly I can be. Why I Christmas, Ant and Deck, Fight a Grove, happy day.
I like the way you're ticking all the boxes just to make
is
sure.
Is that what you would write in my Christmas card?
Just literally that. I would, yeah, and Donna, I'd mention Donna Air as well. I don't know who's more famous, Donna Air or Cheryl, whatever her surname is now. Who knows? I don't think she even knows now, does she? Who knows?
How are you?
Oh, I'm well. I'm sat here wearing a Christmas dress as you do. My mum's thinking, what the hell did I give birth to? We're having a nice time. The turkey's cooking. We've got Brussels sprouts. Well, we can now smell the Brussels sprouts, but they're not going in the cart somewhere else. We're having a lovely day.
Have you hit the booze yet? Because we're already on the Prosecco. I just wanted to check. Are you a drink before midday on Christmas or what?
I've been drinking since March 2020. so really, you know, I've been on the booze. I mean, that's not really a question. It's just a way of life now, isn't it?
That's the poster for 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah, and obviously you had the... I was going to come and see you because I was going to be in London doing a concert and I was coming to see you in Death Drop. And I want to know... Well, tell everybody a little bit about Death Drop because I heard it was incredible. And are we going to get to see that in the new year?
Yeah, so Death Drop is a one-of-its-kind. It is a Dragatha Christie play. I'll say that again. It's a Dragatha Christie.
Yes.
Murder mystery, Agatha Christie. But every single person on stage is a drag artist. So then we've got drag queens and we've got drag kings. And we literally have opened up the West End. Like we were the first proper show when shows were starting to come out.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was very camp. The script was absolutely incredibly ridiculous, written by drag queen Holly Stars, who's also in the show as well. So she wrote herself a lovely part, of course. But yeah, it was great. I played the wonderful Lady von Fichtenberg.
Oh, wow.
So basically, we're at flight break for the moment, but we're hoping hoping to be back on the stage early January. So
amazing.
If you're in London, if you're around, please come and see the show. It's absolutely brilliant.
I was planning, you know, we were texting, weren't we, and I was saying I'm coming to see it and I'll be down on the Friday for my concert, and then all these blooming tears, it never ends.
I know. So many tears, teardrops, tears in the dance floor, enough is enough, no more tears. how many more songs can we name with the word tears in it?
Yeah.
On a positive note, right, okay, so we're going to try and look towards the future now. This has been a bit of a bad year. What are you most looking forward to in 2021? Apart from obviously getting back on the stage and all that.
Yeah, apart from working, what else am I looking forward to? Do you know what I've done? I've kind of set myself a lot of goals for next year, like work goals, personal goals, health goals, and that kind of stuff. So I'm kind of looking forward just to kind of like trying to nail all of those and just kind of, you know, just kind of producing like the best version of me for next year, just to kind of, you know, just to kind of get back on track with life in a way, really, or two. And just seeing people as well, like seeing friends I haven't seen in so long, even like Joe. Like, I know we've kind of spoken loads over like WhatsApp and Zoom and that kind of stuff, but it'd be nice just to kind of be like physically go, hi, how are you, let's go for a drink and have a good old time. So yeah, I think it's kind of finding myself next year and seeing friends and seeing people.
And I know one thing that you're dying for, you keep telling us in messages.
This is the family show, thanks very much.
This
keep it between yourselves.
Show,
well, get ready for it. You are dying to come to one of my shows with the Joe McElderry umbrella, aren't you?
Oh my God. Well, this is the thing. I need to get the full Joe McElderry merch. I'm still waiting for the signed poster. I want the full merch because it's camp. But also, I also want to be giving it front row, giving it ambition.
Do you know what? You'd be lucky getting on that front row, mind. You'd have to fight your way because I tell you, those tickets sell out so fast.
And the fans, I mean, the hardcore, I'm a Joe McElderry fan, but the hardcore McElderry fans, have they got like a name?
The McElderry Massive.
Like,
wow.
And you know what else we need to plan? We had a little drunken Zoom the other week, and we've decided we're gonna do a performance duet of a very, very important Christmas song, aren't we?
Wait. You can't just talk about it and tease it. It's Christmas Day.
Would you like to explain it?
Well, maybe you should sing it now.
Kylie or Danny?
I mean, we did have this row the other night and I said I would only do it if I was Kylie.
But I feel like as you won something and I didn't, I feel like you should be Kylie. I feel like it's a rite of passage. But I'm happy being Danny.
Basically, those who don't know, Kylie Minogue has one of the most underrated Christmas songs. We're actually going to play it today.
Oh,
yeah.
100 Degrees by Kylie Minogue is the
ultimate. And it's all about Christmas being wherever you are, whether it's cold or sunny Australia Christmas. Christmas is everywhere, 100 degrees, very disco. And I said to Joe, we need to drag Joe up Josephine McElderry.
You would love
Which is a great drag name, by the way. Love it. and we've literally got to do a full performance. I think Raw Variety.
Raw Variety, we'll have a Vegas residency. I can feel it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, forget steps. Steps are now cancelled. It's now Vinegar Strokes and Josephine McElderry coming to save Christmas, save the world with our brand new single, 100 Degrees.
Right, so there's no way we can't play the song now. Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for taking time out of your very busy Christmas day. And
Absolutely.
I know is this time next year we'll be playing your single, you and Joe, together, Josephine.
It's happening.
No, I can't wait. Josephine, we're going to be number one in Iran and we're going to be great. I can't wait.
And we'll do a Beyond surprise drop performance, so you'll never know it's coming, and then all of a sudden
absolutely.
It will just happen somewhere
and everyone's going to go mental. I absolutely can't wait.
We've had too much Prosecco already. Do you like to announce the next song then?
We've got one of the best, the hottest Christmas singles to boil up your Brussels sprouts.
Yes,
please welcome Kylie Minogue and Danny Minogue with 100 Degrees.
All around the world, anticipation, 'cause here it comes again. You see, no matter where you are, it could be near or far, but it still feels like Christmas time to me.
Christmas on Pride Radio.